At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
David. Knocked off his stick. Kept alive by Draisaitl. And then across to McDavid. McDavid. Draisaitl scores! What a spectacular move! And set up by Connor McDavid.
McDavid lighting it up in the Stanley Cup final.
That play was so silky.
Dirty.
And Draisaitl's just there for the layup on it. But to stop, start, change direction, pull, drag into the pass.
Yeah, that's it. It was.
That is the only part I will agree that Tim Murray was right.
It's a thing of beauty.
Okay. Everything else from there was wrong.
Wrong.
Not everything, but most everything he did after that was wrong.
Quote Derek, Tim Murray was right.
About that. That's it. Don't remove my context.
Anyway,
I'll put you through a table.
You've already said that about the navy blue jerseys, so I don't know. Welcome back.
I'm inciting violence on you again.
Yes. Hour three of Sports Talk Saturday. Joe Kelly, Derek Kramer. Before the break, heading into the top of the hour, at this time in the last hour, we spoke with Jonah about the Dallas Stars and the Dallas Mavericks and the Luka Doncic, everything Dallas pretty much, and then the Stanley Cup final as well. One thing he mentioned, though, about DeBoer getting fired, kind of struck a chord with things around the city of Buffalo in that they've been to the dance, they couldn't get over the hump, and you know, he didn't see the firing coming because these were exigent circumstances which caused it now.
He opened his mouth and said something that got himself fired.
Right, but there was definitely a thought of, hey, is it time for a little bit of a different kind of injection here? Like, what do we do? A new voice in the locker room. So that immediately got my mind turning about Bills head coach Sean McDermott.
No, you did it.
I did it. And like I said, leading into this segment, I'm not on the fire McDermott train. I think, if anything, McDermott has opened up and everything seems to have been going smoothly the past few years. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, is it possibly time for a new voice in the locker room? After all of the trips to the playoffs, you still couldn't beat Kansas City this past year.
No.
You don't think so?
No. No.
Why, if I may?
Mostly because it's different varying degrees every year. But there's never shown a sign of regression. DeBoer got fired for his comments, not his coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make that as clear as we probably can get at this point. Jonah mentioned that the team was upset. The players were upset. Jim Nill didn't love it. His boss didn't love it.
Mm-hmm.
So unless Sean McDermott does something very much not like Sean McDermott and goes completely out of pocket when talking about something and throws somebody under the bus that has no business being thrown under.
Mm-hmm.
No.
For me,
DeBoer didn't get fired for his coaching. DeBoer didn't get fired for the lack of getting over that hump. It is a small factor, but it's a small factor.
Mm-hmm.
start asking those questions. Like McDermott, he's not able to get past anything yet.
Well, it's the inability to advance beyond the AFC Championship.
But
for me,
ready? That's that little thing. That's that little thing. If McDermott gives you a reason to make it bigger, then yes, DeBoer gave Dallas a reason for that little thing to be bigger.
Mm-hmm.
He said something about a franchise goaltender who just inked an 8-year extension.
So let me ask you this question.
And concurrently pissed off the locker room.
Yes, I get it. I get it. That was
Sean McDermott
outside circumstance.
Will never do that.
Yeah, but let me ask you this. The Bills make it to the playoffs again this year.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the AFC Championship.
Mm-hmm.
Lose again. What happens? We're just going to keep doing this every year?
Context.
Lose to Kansas City in a similar way to this season.
Okay, so no other NFL team is still beating
or
them.
Or Cincinnati
either.
Stomps you. One of the two.
If it's a different team than Kansas City this time, then yes, I think you have a Bills problem
mm-hmm.
at that point. But if it's the Chiefs just dominating the conference again, I don't know what to tell you.
Like, I feel like you should be able to get past them at some point. You
should
do
be
it.
Able. You should be able to get
you
past them
do it in the regular
some
season.
And that's the thing.
And that's the problem for me. Like,
that's not a problem for me. It is. It's hard to sweep. It is. Genuinely hard to sweep. Division titles are earned because you go 2-0 against somebody at least once. 4-2 is usually your record you need to win your division, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to sweep somebody. It's typically a bad team, is it not?
Yeah, right, right.
And the Bills run away with the AFCs because it's bad teams that they're sweeping. They went 5-1 this past year. They would have gone 6-0 if the Patriots game mattered.
Mm-hmm. But Baltimore
but
came close.
Teams.
That team, the Bills looked to be folding in the second half.
Baltimore came close. Baltimore can't beat Buffalo, who can't beat Kansas City. Then there's clearly a hierarchy.
Baltimore did beat Buffalo, though.
In the regular season. They couldn't beat Kansas City, though. Did they? In the playoffs? Even in the regular season? No.
No.
I'm telling you, if the Chiefs do it again, that context to me means bupkis. I don't worry about McDermott at that point because it's a Chiefs thing, not a Bills thing. If the Bills lose to, say, the Ravens in the playoffs, and Baltimore makes it out of the conference, or Cincinnati makes it out of the conference, if it's anyone other than Kansas City, the league has a Chiefs problem. The league has a Chiefs problem.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be on the frustrating end of one of the most dynastic runs of a conference of all time. Okay? I don't think that the message is getting stale at that point. I'm just thinking, can anybody do something about it? Matter of fact, the context goes further. If the Bills make the Super Bowl and they don't have to face Kansas City in order to get there, does it feel satisfying? Yes! I don't need to slay the beast at this point. Just give me the Pittsburgh route where I go around New England.
Well, the honestly, minus the Super Bowls, they seem similar coaching-wise.
And that's the thing.
I feel like that's my
the Bills
thing I look at.
Have also proven they are not that far off of this Kansas City team.
Mm-hmm.
If they lose to Kansas City again, it's a Kansas City thing. It is not a Bills thing. So, no. Not even close.
Again, I'm not calling for him to get fired.
And context matters again in another sense. How are you losing?
Close. Like, I would say, similar to how you have gone out of the playoffs.
But how's it happening? Is the offense staggering at this point, or did the defense
both defenses are gassed at that point, kind of how the playoff... Like, look at 13 seconds, for example.
Because Brandon Bean mentions, after the draft on this station, we saw a problem with defense. We went defense heavy.
Mm-hmm.
There's context. If it happens again after you went into a defensively heavy draft, okay, yeah, maybe there's a little bit of a question there. Is it the coaching? Oh, McDermott's not the defensive coordinator, de facto defensive coordinator anymore. It's Babich's system. They're playing more man coverage than they did under McDermott.
Yeah.
So how much is it really Sean at that point?
Right. I just brought up the
what
counterpoint.
What if the offense suddenly goes dry and they score 10 points in a conference championship game against Kansas City and they lose 17-10, for example? Mm-hmm. Well, defense did great then. Isn't that Sean's background? Well, again, I have to say, no, that's not Sean's defense anymore. It's Bobby Babich's.
Right, it's totally different than what it was two seasons ago when it was his defense.
But I would then look at the general manager and go, why did the offense go quiet after you boasted about how good the offense was last year? And you didn't add to the room.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't add more weapons. But you were perfectly fine with it. I'd be more willing to go after the general manager at that point.
Yeah. Well,
I think, if the Bills don't make it, gun to my head, and I have to get rid of one of Beaner McDermott to send a message that this is not good enough anymore and they need to get something done, I'm picking Bean to go, not McDermott.
Yeah. I like I said, I'm not calling for McDermott's job. I just think it's an interesting point based on the conversation we were having. It has been a certain number of years. What do you I'm not saying, and also, what coach are you calling at this point? That's where I'm looking at. I don't think you're getting beat by, like you said, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. It's just the Chiefs' problem, right?
And the league
what other coach can do that? Because the entire NFL AFC, has a problem.
The entire AFC has a Chiefs problem. Yes. Then. That's the thing.
Yeah.
If the Bills lose to anybody else, now it's starting to become your problem.
Yeah. So you really have to look at what your other options are, because there's not a lot out there.
There's not. And
Brian Daboll might have been your best shot. He's at the Giants. Like, you don't have anybody readily available except for Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
Not
even to be an apologist at this point. I don't think that McDermott's the biggest problem on the organization.
And I don't either. I just, again, the point that was made by Jonah about DeBoer and how people have, been kind of criticizing that.
I think it's that your brain did that out of like a fear of having that kind of conversation, like maybe outside of here or something. And I'm here to remind you, no, DeBoer got fired because of something else.
Mm-hmm.
Because he moved his mouth a little too much. And as Jonah said, maybe sometimes it's better to shut your mouth.
Yeah, just shut up.
McDermott will never do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment that he did kind of do that was about the special teams coordinator, who then leaves the team.
Yeah, and then they kept him around for too long, if you ask me. But
again, 13 seconds, part of that loss being blamed was on the special teams. Why'd they kick it into the end zone?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the most we've ever gotten out of Sean McDermott, quote unquote, flaming somebody in public.
Yeah.
That's the most we've gotten, and it's not that deep. At the end of the day, it's Leslie Frazier. Why is the defense backing off this much?
Right. And that's Leslie Frazier's a good name to bring
forever
up.
Forever.
You look back.
Oh, my God.
You look back at the other coordinators who have left, right? Ken Dorsey, like, McDermott was at the center of the fire McDermott at that point, right?
Yes.
Like, that was the big thing when they were 500 at multiple points in the season before going on that run.
It wasn't really the offense's fault. The special teams trots out the wrong set or the wrong amount of people.
And that's when he was running the defense as well. That's when he was the coordinator after Leslie Frazier. So more of the heat was on him at that point for that reason. But this, I think just hearing that kind of sputtered something in my brain, like you said, because I look back, right? 2017 till now, how many more times do we have to go the distance to get dropped? The distance to get dropped. Is it getting stale for you? Because I feel like it's getting stale for a lot of Bills fans.
It's getting stale for a lot of Bills fans. I'm just saying that alone should not be my reason to move on from him.
Mm-hmm.
Because And it's weird. I don't like Peter DeBoer, but I also understand why I don't like Peter DeBoer.
Mm-hmm.
Peter DeBoer has made the conference final 6 of the last 7 years.
Right.
He's also been fired now 3 times. Why? Yeah. It is not exclusively his success as a coach. There's something else going on within his culture that gets him removed from locker rooms.
A little toxic.
Sean McDermott.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I mean, he changed the Bills culture when he came in.
I don't hear a lick of a bad thing about the culture with Sean McDermott. I don't hear that he upset an entire locker room. I don't hear him saying it was X player's fault.
No, he doesn't throw names down. First thing he does is, you know.
Or give anecdotal evidence. Ready? Here's what Sean McDermott would have to do to be in the same line as Peter DeBoer.
To Ready? Warm his seat, you're saying?
Josh Allen has lost the last three playoff games against the Kansas City Chiefs, so we figured that we would try. There's enough evidence out there that he's not good enough for this.
Mm-hmm.
And in context, that would be, oh, hey, your defense gave up 30 points to the Chiefs. That would literally be, he blames Josh Allen for losing last year's championship game. That would be how the Peter DeBoer thing is a comparable.
Right.
It's not. And as a matter of fact, the team itself publicly acknowledges that the defense let them down. Publicly acknowledged. So they put it in the right place because the context with Jake Ottinger losing six of his last seven, the previous three games, they combined to score one goal.
Right.
I'm sorry, but you don't win games scoring zero or one goals in the National Hockey League. Very rarely do you win them with one.
Yeah. And I do think...
So DeBoer is really kind of unhinged in that sense.
Yeah.
So... I don't really see the comparable here, and I think that context matters in that equation and conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Context matters in a lot of things, and as a matter of fact, it's something where I feel like it's a good transition at this point about Peter DeBoer. You know, I've got you see it enough right now if you're on social media, if you follow in Sabres Twitter,
yeah.
You know, kick the tires on this sort of thing. I love Chad and I love Expected Buffalo and their work. I don't agree that Peter DeBoer would be a good coach for the Sabres. I don't agree about kicking the tires about him. And it's not because of his success as a coach at this point. It is because of the fact that there's
a culture issue. There's something underlying.
There's something there.
Yeah, like there's clearly a reason you're bouncing back and
even
forth between
then,
so many franchises.
I do think hockey-wise, tactically, he does not do a good job. He's game seven guy. Why? His rosters are loaded.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they going to seven all the time?
They should be winning in four.
The Sharks. Mm-hmm. I look at a Sharks team that has Thornton, Marlowe, Pavelski, Couture, Carlson, Burns, Vlasic. I don't know if he was there for Carlson, but still, Burns and Vlasic?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you going to seven all the time? Why are you winning these game sevens?
Right.
Why is this team underachieving at that point? Why is this team not able to get past the conference final again? Vegas, a team that is always on the front line of churning a roster out that is going to be of quality. He's the only coach in Vegas history to miss the playoffs. They get rid of DeBoer. Cassidy wins him a cup. And now Dallas, one of the most talented rosters in the National Hockey League, you win one game in the conference final. I don't think he's that good of a coach.
No.
I think he is a bit of a passenger on talented rosters put together by forward-thinking general managers. Doug Wilson in San Jose, for the longest time, was aggressive because he was trying to get that team over the hump.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas. Kelly McCrimmon is one of the most aggressive general managers in all of hockey.
That's
in all of sports.
That's yeah. I was gonna say all of hockey is an understatement because that guy, all of sports is definitely accurate.
And then when we talk to Jonah, Jim Nill has won GM of the Year twice.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the best minds in hockey in the front office.
Well, he had the foresight to let him go. And I know, yes, it's because of the statement he made about Ottinger, right? But at the end of the day, I think there was more there. Like you said, that's a perfect way to put it. He's a passenger on the very talented rosters he's managing. And he's still going to game seven, like you said.
And
so
as a matter
of fact, what does that really mean? Are you as you're not as effective as you possibly could be. So maybe he thinks someone could do the job better.
And as a matter of fact, do you know who the coach was in 2020 when they made the Stanley Cup final?
Peter DeBoer. Wait, no. That's not right. I'm thinking
Jim Montgomery.
Really?
Not Peter DeBoer.
He was the head coach, and then
he was the head coach of Vegas.
He was the head coach of Vegas, and then
at
they got
the time.
Fired. Sorry.
Excuse me. It was Montgomery and Bonus that season. There was an in-season change.
Oh, okay. So who was Montgomery was the coach at the time of the Stanley Cup final?
I think it was Bonus that ends up
okay,
with it.
So Montgomery exited and Bonus
Montgomery
came in.
Exits. Mm-hmm. Bonus comes in.
Okay.
And then DeBoer takes over and you can't get over the hump again.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a lot more of Peter DeBoer. I think he's a passenger on talented teams.
Right. You can't really... I get what you're saying now, the comparison between him and Sean McDermott.
Sean McDermott willed a Bills 2017 team that many people thought at the start of the season might have been tanking
yeah,
to the playoffs.
2017, Tyrod Taylor. And then, yes.
Two starts of Nathan Peterman.
And Nathan Peterman had to come out in the playoffs. So
he got that team to the playoffs.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear anything about any sort of comparable on that one, mostly because of quality of coach.
Mm-hmm.
But to finish up this point that you wanted to bring up initially, and it has to do more with, I see a coach that brought a reason to get fired in addition to another reason you could get fired.
In addition to the getting to the dance and
McDermott
not getting over the hump.
Has that underlying bit.
Mm-hmm. And if it continues, it'll get worse.
It is a reason teams move on from a coach.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see Sean McDermott doing anything to poke at it and make it worse.
Nothing to dump lighter fluid on the fire. Like nothing like that.
Hey, there's this pile of gasoline. I found a match.
Mm-hmm. Let's blow it up.
That's what DeBoer did.
Well,
McDermott also has a pile of gasoline over here.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't smell great.
You don't like the smell of gas?
No.
Mm.
We'll talk about that much later. But McDermott does not willingly light the match.
No, he does not. And that's one thing.
So absolutely not. I don't think that context will matter. Does he accidentally light it in the playoffs?
Right. Does another team come in, blow you out at home? Like, does something else happen, right? Like, that's different.
Here's one for you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you might get a better conversation out of it on context matters. What if they don't win a playoff game at all?
If they lose in the wild card?
If they lose in the wild card round, or goodness forbid, they finally get the one seed and they bow out in the divisional.
Yeah, that would be it. Yeah, slamming on the table, knocking on wood.
God, if I say that now and it gets the amount
of
hate.
This clip will be forever saved.
Holy
mackerel. You'll never be able to escape it.
I would have to like move. I would never be allowed here again.
I get what you're saying, though. The context of it, if something as drastic as that occurs, that's the match being
lit.
There's
a sharp step back this year.
Mm-hmm.
I better have a reason for it. Context matters.
Yeah.
Context always matters in these discussions.
And I'm not going to bring up possible context because I think that's just speaking terrible things into existence.
Also, so. Yeah. A, it's that. And B, it's June.
Yeah.
So
we haven't even seen training camp or mandatory minicamp yet.
Yeah, I was going to say, we haven't even seen minicamp yet.
Yeah, you haven't seen anything yet.
As of right now, technically, the Bills don't have their starting running back. Technically.
Allegedly.
Technically. Voluntarily, they don't.
Voluntarily, they do not have a starting running back.
But they don't have their
contractually. They should, and they will.
Contractually, they always will. It's the mm-hmm. NFL. You march on. If James Cook really did want to take the Le'Veon Bell route and skip out the entire year,
he'll end up in
life moves
underground
on.
Boxing matches like Le'Veon Bell. Eventually,
I'm more or less on life moves on.
Yeah,
and the Bills will do something about it.
Look at the running back room you have. I think you could be successful with Cook and not Cook. Ugh. That's the one we're kind of doing this without Davis and. Why am I blanking?
Ty Johnson.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But
what
again,
a senior moment right
life
there.
Life moves on. Mm-hmm. There's also probably a free agent running back out there that could probably snag some carries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Life moves on. If the running back's not there, you're going to have to deal with it anyway.
Mm-hmm. But
so again, these hypotheticals, man.
It's unfortunately.
I really do struggle with these.
It's that time of year.
It's not that I struggle with them. I don't want to do it.
Well, it's like,
and that's a me problem. I know that. But sometimes we get mad at things that aren't real.
Yeah. Minicamp hasn't happened yet. You can't get mad at James Cook for not being there because guess what?
No one's there. He's not required to.
No one's there. As of right now, no Bills are at minicamp.
Well,
DEFCON 5.
Not even that. It's that where he was supposed to be with OTAs is also still voluntary. In the truest sense of the word, he is not required to be there yet. He is required to be there on Tuesday. If he decides when he's required to not be there, well, then we've got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a big problem.
Or he gets sent home like someone else
or
did.
Or he leaves. Yeah. Not even sent home. He just leaves.
Yep.
He didn't do that. He didn't leave. So, again, that's why these hypotheticals, they drive me up a
hypothetical wall.
Yes, a hypothetical wall.
Mm-hmm.
In a sense, where we try to find things to get mad at, and we don't need to.
Yeah.
And I know that, like, if you watch these, like, ESPN or FS1, like...
Stephen A. Smith's bit.
It's literally their bleeping job at this point to get you angry about something, to run up a wall. And maybe that's my sign of the counterculture. I don't know.
Well...
This is my revolution. Join it.
Thank you for humoring that, but hypothetically, we're going to take a quick timeout here.
Nope. Actually, literally, we are going to take a timeout here. Sports Talk Saturday rolls on. Let's see what kind of hypotheticals or literals we come up with next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.